The following comes to UMN Radio from the Voice of America.
This is Business Scene. I'm Skylar Ogden. China is using its leverage as the world's second largest economy to further isolate Taiwan, which it considers a renegade province, and it seeks to reclaim. Panama is the latest nation to formally switch alliances. Panamanian President Juan Carlos Varela was in Beijing last week, where he officially opened his country's embassy. Varela said he supports the view that Taiwan is a part of China. Panamanian President Juan Carlos Varela.
The unique Chinese political system and its economic opening up have brought about positive major changes to the Chinese people and lift millions of them out of poverty. I have come to support One China policy.
China is the second most frequent user of the Panama Canal after the United States. The country is eager to strengthen the bond with Panama as they negotiate a free trade agreement. China and Panama already have 19 cooperation agreements related to agriculture, civil aviation, maritime transport, and tourism. And the Panamanian president is offering yet another incentive.
We will create more conditions for the Chinese students so that they can come to our country to learn more about our country and understand the opportunities provided by us for China's development.
Panama's switch is a blow to Taiwan, which also lost relations with the small African islands of Sao Tome and Principe early this year. Taiwan is now officially recognized by just 20 nations. An outdoor market in Surat City, India is abuzz as shoppers get their sweaters, jackets, and woolens ahead of the holiday season. The market is unique because it's run almost entirely by Tibetans living in exile. Richin Namgal is the leader of the market.
And slowly and gradually, in 1994, municipal ne humko ye jagah diya hai. Aur since then, we have been doing business here at the same place from last 24 years.
Many of the market's sellers come from towns in northern Himachal Pradesh state, also home to the exiled Dalai Lama and Tibetan administration. While the market has been around for some 60 years, some believe the Indian government's push for a digital payment system is premature.
Digital thing is a great thing, and I think this is great for India in long run. But you cannot expect in 1 year even a street hawker can go digital.
Ready or not, holiday shoppers are lining up for their woolens ahead of the winter season. For VOA's Business Scene, I'm Skylar Ogden.
That was a program from the Voice of America.